This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, and I'm Jason Dole. Thank you for being here with us during All Things Considered. In 1979, author James Baldwin wrote a letter to his literary agent describing his next book, Remember This House. It was intended to be a personal account of the lives and assassinations of three of his close friends, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr. At the time of Baldwin's death in 1987, though, he left behind only 30 completed pages of his manuscript. The book James Baldwin never finished is the subject of the Academy Award-nominated documentary I Am Not Your Negro. This film will be the jumping-off point for a conversation at the Hurleyville Performing Arts Center next Friday with community leaders on the current social and political climate in the United States and the Hudson Valley and the Catskills. This event, it's hosted in partnership with SALT and the Committee for Equity and Justice, as well as the Hurleyville Performing Arts Center. And joining us now are Marty Colavito and Pastor Ryan Tinsley from the Committee for Equity and Justice. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Good evening, Jason. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So, how did the Committee for Equity and Justice become involved in this panel discussion?
Do you want me to, Ryan, or you?
Go ahead, Marty.
Okay. The Committee for Equity and Justice, which is a subcommittee of SALT, wanted to have a vehicle that would start some of the difficult conversations that folks need to have to get past some of the, you know, the cultural stuff and the institutional stuff that's kind of inherent in people. And they decided to partner with the Hurleyville Performing Arts Center and get some incredibly strong leadership from the community, like Pastor Tinsley, to begin this event project, or hopefully an ongoing dialogue that will, you know, enhance conversations that folks like me need to have in order to get past some of the stuff that's just so ingrained in us, we don't even realize it's there.
Right. Right. Pastor, what do you want the community to get out of this?
Well, ultimately, it's for the community to be able to come together. We have to have the, as Marty said, the difficult conversations about inequality, injustice, systemic racism, and we have, you know, people are part of their environment. And when you're part of an environment, that's your normal. Even though if you go outside of that environment, it would be considered maybe abnormal or something like that. But if you've been in it so long, it's normal to you. So it's hard to see certain things from a perspective when perhaps you've been sheltered or that's all you've known. The world is a big place, and we all come with a unique sense of self and identity. And sometimes there are prejudices within us all that we may not really take note of or acknowledge because given our environment, these type of things are normal. So our hope is that by having these difficult conversations, talking about our differences, that we may be able to educate each other in what cultures find certain things offensive or educate somebody on how maybe making a statement can be insensitive to a particular demographic or social group. And then finding a way to work through so many years of institutionalized racism and bigotry and be able to, in some levels, coexist because we all live in a community. We all have to function in our community. And we will all become better and stronger individuals when we get to know each other because there are people who lived in our communities for generations, but we really don't know each other. And we're all segmented off in our own little parts of the world. And it's time for us to grow and get to know each other as neighbors and become friends.
Is it in any way ironic, or is there some kind of poetic symmetry to the fact that you're talking about the need to get people together and heal these divisions at the same time that we're being driven apart more than ever, specifically by the pandemic, let alone politics and things like that?
Well, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that everything has a divine purpose, and I believe that everything has culminated in this time to bring forth these difficult conversations so that we can work through some things and then find certain things that make us unique, and then there are areas that we all have in common, and then work through our differences, celebrate our differences, so that we can all be a stronger community.
Right. Now, Marty, this seems to me to follow from other social justice initiatives that have been ongoing in the regional communities. The work that the Hurleyville Arts Center has been doing right along, but also at the same time, I view this as following the waves of protests and the national dialogue that really picked up momentum following the killings of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and folks like that. Is there been momentum since then? Is it flagging? And has the local area been having the conversation that the pastor is talking about trying to have here?
And honestly, I think I'm the wrong guy to answer that question, because I'm the guy that needs to listen. I'm the guy that needs to be honest about who I am. And I'm the guy that needs folks like Reverend Tinsley, to take me under his arm. Because I'm the guy who's been brought up in a sheltered environment culturally that kind of bred a lot of this, that fostered a lot of this. So do I think things are happening progressively? For me, they certainly are, because people like Reverend Tinsley are allowing me to be who I am in hopes that I can, you know, be a better person, be a more considerate person, more tempered person, you know, somebody who can put aside the fears of being wrong and realize, is it really about being right or wrong? Is it really about growing, becoming more conscious inwardly, and more importantly, outwardly, to other people as well as ourselves, you know? And I don't say that lightly, you know what I mean? I don't feel good saying that, you know, but I do feel good knowing that I could admit it and knowing I can grow from it. So I do see hope, because if I can do it, anybody can do it. I think there's a long road, and I think in this current climate, that is really frightening to me. And politics aside, let's talk about the rhetoric. Let's talk about the vitriol. Let's talk about the hateful speech that's happening across this country. And it scares me because I have grandchildren. And, you know, Reverend Tinsley has children. And you know, we certainly want a better place for them than for we have for ourselves.
Right, right. Pastor, do you the weeks of protests, the weeks and weeks of protests that happened in May and into June, both nationally and locally, has the momentum for that has that kept going? Has a conversation kept going like it should? Is this part of that movement, motion, moment here in America, or, you know, do things need to be re-energized here?
Well, I think sometimes when an explosive situation and an atrocity or injustice happens, like in the cases of Breonna Taylor and Mr. Floyd, certainly, especially in this social media, where everything you can find information out within minutes of happening, it really brought to light the need for justice amongst people. Now, when we're talking about it, I came to be a part of this great group because of the Black Lives Matter movement, and there was a gathering in Monticello that was the brainchild of Undersheriff Eric Shabody. He asked if I would come and give some words, and in doing so, I think the words I used in my little speech of maybe 2 or 3 minutes was, it's time for us to have the difficult conversations. Certain things go on and have gone on in our community, and it has gone on so long that it has been now accepted as the norm, when we have to realize that our normal, especially in light of this pandemic, is ever changing. So because of that, that should inspire us that we should want to grow socially, culturally, spiritually, and otherwise. And sometimes in order to grow, we have to deal with the things that has held us kept back for so many years. Do I think we are there's still momentum? I believe that there are grassroots movements that may not be getting the press as the large gatherings and the large protests, especially when you have oppositions that are coming from forces of government that are trying to stop a peaceful protest. And that's part of every American's right, freedom of speech, freedom to protest. I believe that there are, again, grassroots individuals coming together, well-meaning, and having these dialogues so that, as Marty said, that his grandchildren or my children can grow up and not have to live in a world where they're looking over their shoulder or worried about certain stereotypes, or my son having to be pulled over because he's a black male driving a nice car and being told the rhetoric, like I was as a teenager, of you fit the description of somebody. And all it was is simply because I was a black male driving a nice car. So I believe that these things are still happening. We are seeing that, and even in the Sullivan County area, with that's like what we're doing with the CEJ and the Parish Initiative, I know Mr. Jerome Parrish and his initiative. So there are things that are going on, and again, they may not be getting the press that we're seeing on the national stage right now, but sometimes the greatest things that come are the things that are coming out of small grassroots movements, and as they build up steam and momentum, it galvanizes the community to want to come together and then collectively in our various regions, bring forth the change, bring forth the changes that will ultimately be seen on a national and a global level.
Okay, we're going to have to go pretty quick here, but I'll let people know that we are talking about this panel discussion. It'll be happening next Friday. The movie is I Am Not Your Negro, the James Baldwin film. People can watch it online and then participate in the panel discussion. We've been talking with Pastor Ryan Tinsley and Martin Colavito from the Committee for Equity and Justice. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Catskill.
You're listening to Radio Catskill, and do you know digital? WJFF is seeking volunteers to help execute our social media and website strategies. Experience is appreciated, but training is also available. Be part of your community radio station. Join the digital team at Radio Catskill. Contact manager at wjffradio.org.